And now you hate the screen. It doesn't take much to topple your equilibrium. You say you're a hated son, and disappointment haunts everyone. But if it's you worst of all, you tried to mean it though, but nothing gets past you now, 'cause you always see it come. Said it moves even slower than you, which is amazing, 'cause you're so dumb. I tried to talk to you and call you wrong, but you'd get angry and you would suck your teeth at me. Don't want no answers when you got no questions. The only decent thing would be to leave you be. But it doesn't take much to topple your equilibrium. You say you're a hated one, and pointlessness haunts everyone. But if it's you worst of all, yet you used to bury the seed, water it and watch it grow. Used to still get lifted with wind, but you tried to mean it though. It's past you now, 'cause you always see it come. Said it moves even slower than you, which is amazing, because you're so dumb.
Hello, you are listening to BFF.FM. This is Label It. I'm DJ Astronaut Mike Dexter, as always. And you just heard I'm Bad by Nap Eyes off of their album I'm Bad Now, which came out on Paradise of Bachelors. We're trying something a little bit different this week. So typically we profile radio or record labels on the show, and we've done a bunch of them. We have a bunch more we want to do, but really great record labels never stop releasing great music. And so I'm playing with a little bit of a new format today. So we're going to spend the first half of the show sort of revisiting Paradise of Bachelors, which was one of the first record labels that we did on the show, and just catching up on what they've been doing in the year and a half since that episode aired. And then in the second half, I have another label called Nicey Music, which I've been wanting to do for a while, but their catalog is pretty small. And there are a bunch of labels like that that don't have a ton of releases out, but I love to play on the show. So we're going to see how this format works. And if it's successful, we might do it again. I also got some new DJ software, which I'm excited about. That was maybe the minute of technical difficulty you heard at the beginning of the show, but hopefully we'll have smooth sailing from now on. So let's keep going. All these albums that we're going to play in this first half have either come out or are coming out in the next week or two on Paradise of Bachelors in the past year and a half. This next one is by Jennifer Castle. It's off a great album called Angels of Death, and this song is called Crying Shame.
It's a shame when I try to fix what's broken. It's a shame when difference goes unnoticed. And it's a shame when I try to solve.
Bodhisattva drive through the snow. Careful, yet bold, and in our container we rock it along. Whatever you say is a nourishing song. And he sang.
Wasted on the young. damned old fool won't give us no rest. He'd take the nickels off a dead man's eyes. Tobacco, Coca-Colas, Eskimo pies. Got the blues, I got the Winsburg cotton mill blues, blues. Oh good lordy, spooling's hard. But you know and I know we don't have to tell. You work for Tom Watson, got to work like hell. On the spool house wall, place a bobbin in my hand so I can keep working in the promised land. Got the blues, got the blues, I got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Oh good lordy, spooling's hard. But you know and I know there's no need to tell. You work for Tom Watson, got to work like hell. Off a dead man's eyes, tobacco, Coca-Colas, Eskimo pies. Got the blues, got the blues. I got the Winsburg cotton mill blues. So good lordy, schooling's hard. But you know and I know we don't have to tell. You work for Tom Watson, got to work like hell.
We wretched, fearless mode.
I'm going to start from the top. First, we heard Crying Shame by Jennifer Castle off the album Angels of Death. After that, we heard Now If You Remember by Nathan Bowles off of Plainly Mistaken. After that, we heard Cucupria by Red River Dialect off of the album Broken Stay Open Sky. After that, we heard Youth Is Wasted on the Young by Michael Chapman off of the album True North. After that, we heard Winsboro Cotton Mill Blues by Jake Cersei's Fusil off of Out of Sight, which just came out last week. And we finished that off with Diary of a Rose by Megabog off of the album Dolphine, which will be coming out in 2 weeks. And I love Megabog. I used to see her play live in New York sometimes. She's amazing live. And I'm really excited for this album to come out because a lot of the tracks that I used to hear her play live are finally recorded on here. And we've played her on the show before. So that's a very highly anticipated release for me. So all those albums out on Paradise of Bachelors, just what they've been up to since the last show. If you like that and you haven't heard the original show, I recommend you go back. And just in general, check out their Bandcamp page, support them. I think they're one of the best labels out there. And we need to support the people who are discovering this music and curating it and making it available to us to listen to. So sort of as I alluded to at the beginning of the show, we're going to now go in a different direction and look at the second label for the show, Nicey Music. So the reason I picked Nicey Music is because they released the last album by Megabog, which I also love, called Happy Together. So we're going to start off their set with a track off of that called Disney, and then we'll get into the rest of their catalog.
Thank you.
Should a bond in a frown get a rest at even? Should your lover's money's uncertain? Becomes quite the burden too. And when you get it, it's not really as good as it expected. On the Fritz in the Ritzy underground Billy Goat Bar. There's a man with a gun in his hand. He says he hates my life. He wants me gone. Get yourself in check and start talking about murder with a cheeseburger in your hand. We'll be right back.
gentlemen, the incredible Benny Grove. It's the moment we've all been waiting for, like a new sun rising in the west. Benny Grove, Benny Grove, please welcome the unfathomable Benny Grove.
Right. So that was Waiting for Benny Grove by Grape Room off of the album Heart of Gum. Before that, we heard Benny Grove themselves with The Manager off of Cars in Control. For that, we heard S the Supplicant with Mirror off of the EP Sex in Mechanicsville. For that, we heard The Dishwasher by Gosh off of their album Odyssey. Before that, we heard Owe It to the Girls by Locate S1. One of the many projects of Christina Schneider off of their album Healing Contest. And we started that set off with Megabog with Disney off of the album Happy Together. So it's about time for us to bid you adieu this morning. As always, thank you for tuning in. We hope to see you again next week. I think this new format worked okay. So I think we might do some more of these episodes. So hopefully it will just allow us to highlight these labels that we've already looked at and who continue to put out great stuff. And it will give us an opportunity to play stuff from some of these labels with smaller catalogs too and combine them into one show. So I'm excited. I think it opens new possibilities for what we can highlight on this show outside of the general hour format. Yeah, we'll see. I have some ideas for what we'll do next week, but not sure yet, so I cannot give you a preview, so you'll just have to tune in. We're going to go out on a track by Mark Cohn. So Mark Cohn is the project of one of the members of both Sediment Club and Eurochromes. I highly recommend checking out both of those bands if you have not heard them and you like this. Eurochromes just put out a great album, I think last week, but it might have been the last 2 weeks on Wharf Cat Records. It's really good. You should check it out if this appeals to you at all. And Sediment Club is great. They tour. I saw them in SF like last year. Hopefully they'll be back at some point because they do a killer live show. This is the song 91. Off of the album Mark Cohn, or off of the album Mark Cohn Sings by Mark Cohn. So thanks for tuning in as always, and hopefully we have not alienated you and you'll tune in again next week.